Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
251131001003192669266.
Okay, let me get your... pull up your information real fast. Okay, is this WNY Liquidators?
Yeah, well, that's a company under my other name. It's called Enhanced Lighting is the major name of the company. They have the same set. It's just a DBA under my corporate name.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
My name's Rick Dunn.
Rick Dunn?
Correct.
Okay. And what, just in case, you know, we've been having some phone problems here. What's a good number just in case we get disconnected here?
716-200-2705.
All right. And then let me just go ahead and confirm some of the stuff I have on file, and I can answer any questions. It's billing address is still 373 Pleasant Avenue, Hamburg, New York, 14075. Okay. Do you have a company phone number? Or is this the number?
716-898-8142.
42, okay. And how do you structure your business? Is it a LLC, corporation?
C-Corp.
A C-Corp?
Yes.
Cool. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2005.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so we have many programs available, so, you know, depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Well, right now I have two cash advance loans out there.
Okay.
I'm trying to get into more of a long-term or ideally a line of credit so I can pay things down when I have a lot of money and then pull on it when I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much are you looking for?
Well, as much as I can get. If it's a line of credit, then I wouldn't use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. These two cash advance loans, how much do you have? What's the balance on those?
Probably around $90,000 to $95,000 between the two of them.
Okay, so total?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and they're two separate loans, right? Correct? Okay. Do you know who they're with?
Yeah, one's IOU, and one's Funds Works.
Funds Works, okay. And are those set up on weekly payments or monthly payments?
Daily payments.
Daily, okay. Do you know what the amount daily is? Just off the top of your head.
The IOU is around 300.
Okay.
And Funds Works 375.
375. Okay. And how's your relationship been with them?
Good. Real good.
Yeah? Okay. And so you just kind of want a longer term, I guess?
Well, they're not offering. I never can seem to get one loan to cover everything or even get off this daily nonsense, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why did you go to them in the first place? I'm just curious.
It seemed like that was the only ones that would give me loans.
Okay. Do you know why that would be?
Well, at the time,
mm-hmm.
I did have a federal lien against myself, but that's all cleared up.
Okay.
My credit rating has improved dramatically.
Awesome.
In the last couple of years.
Okay.
And I just can't get out from under these daily payments and the expense of these loans.
I gotcha. Okay.
The business is doing great. In fact, I expect it to increase in volume over the next few months.
Okay. So with this money, what are you going to use it for? I know you're going to want to pay off the other loans. and do that stuff. But do you need any extra for, you know, like expansion or, you know, building the business?
Well,
or?
it would be nice to have money available because I have the opportunity to put more people on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
And that obviously increases payroll, so that could be problematic for me.
Right, absolutely, of course.
Or I just keep going the way I am and taking a little longer to do the jobs. The quicker I get them done, the more profit I make, so.
Okay. So I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay, so yeah, I mean, what I usually do for all my customers here is I always get you guys qualified for the most amount in the longest term. Now, obviously, you have worked with the capital loans before because I know who IOU is and I know who FundsWorks is. So, and you know exactly how it works, and that's perfect. Now the thing is because I'm guessing the reason why you are set up on those daily payments and IOU and those guys are the only people that were really willing to lend you money was because of that lien. Now here's the thing with us too. We're more of a relationship-based bank than those two are. Those guys don't really. I mean, they're great companies. I know who they are, but they don't. They're not set up on a relationship basis like we are. That's what you have to understand with these capital loans is that you have to establish that relationship first, and then you know once you start making those payments and we can see that you're making payments on time and all that stuff, then that opens up so many more doors for you to switch over to monthly payments. But like first time customers can usually are either weekly or daily payments. So if you can hold out for another like 4 months if we get you qualified and all that stuff like that, because you are able to refinance and then we can add additional funds or even readjust the terms to where it's on a weekly basis or a monthly basis.
So you do is offer the same exact thing I'm doing now, pretty much.
It's kind of the same thing, but it's going to be a little bit different. We are in the business, we've been in the business for 14 years. I don't know if you know, but capital loans have been around for, about maybe 8 years. 8 years ago is when they started. And we were one of the first companies to start doing it. So we've been doing it a lot longer than the other companies, and that's where all these companies started popping up. So we definitely help out a lot of people in the same situation that you are. I actually just got off the phone with somebody that was in almost the exact same situation as you. And, we were able to get them, a weekly payment. And he was good for the idea to look back at it midway through the initial term and do a refinance option, like 4 months into it, look back at it and we can reevaluate it and see that you're making payments and all that stuff.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You sound like you sound like a broken record. That's what they all have said to me. And nobody's done it.
Okay. Is it just
what you just told me is exactly what I've heard from other companies. And when the time comes, all they do is offer another daily loan with an extremely high rate.
Okay.
And they say, hold off another 4 months, and I do, and then they do the same thing again. It just sounds like it's the same exact situation, except just a different company.
Well, it is going to be
the same. And I can tell you, I've been doing this probably for 5 years now, and I've never missed a payment.
Okay.
Never.
All right, that's perfect, Rich. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be up front with you. I'm sure I don't know how these guys all act, but I'm going to be up front with you. To be honest with you, if you are shopping around, that's totally fine. That's great. The problem is that you have to stick with one person. If it's me, if it's IOU, if it's FundsWorks, if it's any one of those guys, that's the thing. You have to stick with one person. Build that relationship. That's the thing. You can't keep going around to different places. I've been seeing your rep here. I've been doing this for a long time. I deal with business owners all the time. I deal with loans. I know how it works. I know how this all works out. I know from my standpoint and the company I work for, we've been doing this a lot longer than everybody else. That's all I can say. Now, I know that the lien is all cleared up and all that stuff, and that's fantastic, and your credit has grown tremendously. Now, that's why sometimes these companies are going to say, here's your daily payment. Here's your weekly payment. That's the only thing. Now, if you establish that relationship and just keep it there with one person, that's fantastic. That's all I can say.
Okay. But at this point, you would only be able to offer the same thing I have right now.
Well,
correct?
I can't tell you. I don't know. A lot of people have gotten qualified for either weekly or monthly payments before. That's a hard thing to say. Everyone's different. the way I can tell you the truth is just, you know, if you want to, I can give you harder numbers. If you sit, you know, like, I don't have to, you know, I can get you harder numbers, and you don't have to take the, you know, the offer that we give you. But that's the way I can get you harder numbers. Now, you know, I mean, is that something you would still want to do? I mean, how, what is your credit at? Do you know what your credit's at?
Okay, I can only go by, because I have those services like Equifax and TransUnion are on that Credit Karma, which I don't know how accurate that is. And that was at something like 785 and 790.
Okay.
That's on Credit Karma, but I don't believe they're that high. I for some reason, that doesn't seem accurate. Now, the Experian was at 699.
Okay. So we pull from Experian. So if that's, so let's just say, let's just range it from 699 to 780. Let's just range it in there.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So 699, 680 is the national average. So you're just a little bit above national average if it is at 699. Okay.
Right. That's what Equifax tells me. Now, what they tell you, I don't know. It seems like they never seem to be the same with what they tell me and what you guys pull. Sometimes it's higher when you guys pull it. I've been surprised. So.
Mm-hmm. Have you? When's the last time you pulled it? Do you, are you shopping around at other places looking for these capital rounds?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I have not been, not in the last. I mean, I got one 2 months ago. I have not, and I got it from Fundworks. They refinanced and put me on a little longer term.
Okay.
And
okay.
I did that 2 months ago.
Okay.
But I wasn't even shopping around with them. I haven't shopped around quite a while.
Okay. Okay. No worries. Let me see here. Do you know what do your sales look like? Your gross annual sales?
Over the last 3 months, they've been anywhere from 100 to 140 a month.
A month? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're looking at like 1.4 a year.
It may end up being that, yes, because I've had increase in volume over the last 3 to 4 months, and it hasn't been below 100,000 in the last 3 or 4 months, and I expect it to stay at that level, or
okay,
even increase it over the next 6 months.
Awesome. Okay. Is that more so than last year? Are you guys up quite a bit?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Quite a bit. Absolutely.
Okay. And I know you told me that was your company name. It was it's not the Liquidators one anymore. It's the a lighting?
Yeah, well, that's part of this company. I don't know why you guys got the listing. Enhanced Lighting is a lighting. I'm a lighting consulting firm.
Okay. Okay.
And installation.
Okay, so you guys insulate. Okay, so you guys install.
Yeah,
as well.
We're like, I would say a construction company, construction company.
Okay, so that's definitely my area of expertise because I deal pretty much with construction companies all day, every day. So. Okay. Do you guys get set up on Net 60s or Net 190s or anything like that, or
for suppliers?
Yeah. So like, let's say if you have any projects coming up and you guys don't get paid until like the end of the project is done. You know what I mean?
That with my consulting, that comes into play a little bit because I work on speculation with this one company. And at the end of the project, that's when I get a good payment for the profit. That's why I was hoping to get a line of credit that I could pay down instead of just leaving it dormant in a checking account. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yes, sometimes I do have that. But for the most part, I get it. I bill weekly and I get paid weekly.
Okay. Okay.
But I do get some larger lump sums at the end of projects.
Okay, cool, perfect. And do you have projects coming up here soon?
Like, oh,
you,
yeah.
Okay.
I've got a pile of projects coming up.
Nice. Do you do residential or commercial as well?
Commercial, just commercial industrial.
Oh, just commercial and industrial, nice.
Yeah, no residential at all.
Oh, okay. You ever thought about going into residential or no?
No, no money in it.
Oh, okay. Right on. You guys have been in business since 2005. Okay. Have you gone to your local bank or anything?
You know, because of these daily loans, I did not have I wouldn't qualify. If I got these paid off, I believe I could go to a bank, yes.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to because I have these daily loans out there, and it's just a problem in anything with these things over my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have a deadline? Like, do you need it by a certain time?
No.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask you this.
I'm trying to improve my situation.
Okay, yeah, of course. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you guys either, one, expand, two, better your business, or, you know, really just help out you any way that I can. I want to make you guys money. You know, I want to make sure that your business is making money, and that's pretty much it. And I want to get to the point of, like I said before, you know, the relationship thing is so, so important here. I just want to, you know, I just want to reiterate that. Is how important the relationship is. Because I want to be able to, you know, one transaction is not going to keep our doors open. I want to be able to get to the point of where, you know, you call us up and you're like, hey, I just need some little bit more cash. And we're like, perfect. Get it in your account within, you know, a couple hours. That's where I want to be. And, you know, that's what we need to establish. Now, like I said, that's the hardest thing to establish is the relationship because people always want to go around and see, you know, what the best option is. And that's totally fine. But when you find
I've been with the FunWorks for over a year.
Okay.
And they still haven't made a move. And I've tried it in the past with other companies, and they tell me the same thing. Oh, well, in 4 months we'll be able to do this. Then I wait the 4 months, and all they do is offer the same thing. And I've been with a couple of them for 9 months, and nothing was done. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time. So it just seems like I hear the same old story, and then when the time comes, they say, oh, we can offer you another cash advance. That's all they come up with.
Sure, and then you have to realize that when they're telling you that kind of stuff, they're just promising you the world so that way they get your business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I was driving at when I saw that broken record.
Yeah, I understand. Trust me, you're not the first person to tell me that I sound like a broken record. It's just because, you know, I deal with these people all the time. I know who IOU is. I know who FunWorks are. I know who OnDeck is. I know who all these people are.
Well, IOU is upfront. IOU is actually the best one. IOU,
okay.
they never make any claims. In fact, they've given me the best rates. They give me a one-year loan every time.
So sure, okay.
They never made that promise. I got to say that about IOU. They just said, okay, we can offer you a one-year loan. Here it is. They didn't say, well, you know, continue. And they've refinanced their loans, but they've always said it'll always be 1 year. They never said no. You're gonna.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. That's great. I'm
a little,
yeah.
And I mean, and FunWorks is still saying the same thing. That just wait a few more months, Rick. We'll be able to take care of you. But they didn't take care of me. I mean, this is the third one that I've done with them, and they still haven't taken care of me. So I'm getting a little annoyed with the comments and not taking care of me.
Okay, I gotcha. Let's see here. Now, have you looked at our website at all?
Yeah, actually, I'm on it right now.
Oh, you're on it right now? Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, we're backed by the Better Business Bureau, just like IOU. You know, we have fantastic customer reviews. You can always take a look at that. You know, because I know credibility is really big with you, and I understand that. And like I said, you know, we've been doing this a lot longer than a lot of people. But the thing is that let me get you qualified for the best programs. Let me try. You know, you said your credit is fantastic. Your gross sales are amazing, which is the biggest factor here. You don't have a certain deadline you need it by, so I can work on your file a little bit longer and talk to my underwriters about your situation. So I really think I can do something here for you, Rich. You know, let me get you qualified for the best programs I can, and then we can go from there. That's the best way I can do it.
Okay, so you're going to be pulling my credit then?
Yeah, we have to.
Not going to be a soft pull, it'll be a hard pull? Because that doesn't help me either.
I gotcha. We only pull from one. It's Experian, so we don't pull from all three.
Yeah, but that doesn't. Everyone pulls from Experian. That's the one that's got
to pull. Well, a lot of people pull from all three. I mean, when they start pulling from all three, that's a really hard check. I mean, you get the TransUnion, Experian, and the other one. So, fortunately, we only pull from one. I mean, it's not going to hit as hard but you know, it is going to be a check. I mean, anywhere you go, is they have to check your credit. It's just the way everyone.
Unfortunately,
rolls.
Funds Work did not do that on the last one. They don't.
Oh, you didn't.
I'm an ongoing customer, and they just looked at my bank accounts, and then the approval that way, and I did not get a credit report pulled on me.
That's very, very interesting. Okay, have you looked at your credit since then? Like since they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome. I can't guarantee you that. It's just we have to. That's part of our policy here.
All right.
But you know, like I said, I do see something that we can do something for you, Rich. You know, I want to make sure that you are comfortable.
Now, because the amount that I owe. That probably is a problem at this point. I mean, just be honest with me. I can take it if that's the truth.
You're fine. If you owe $90,000 to $95,000, okay,
yeah.
This is the way it works. You have to net at least times two. So you have to make at least you have to net at least 180. So that means no. Yes. Which you know, you told me you're netting what 120.
At the most, yeah. So,
but your gross annual, because we go off your top line on your gross annual. I mean, yeah, we do look at your bank statements and all that stuff, and we can usually figure out, you know, exactly what you're doing for the year. Now, because of that, if you're making that, it's 180. So you need to be, you're at 1.4 million. So I don't see a problem there at all. I mean, now, if I did see a problem, like if you owed, let's say, $200,000, I'd be like, I don't think we can do anything, you know. The most we could do there is maybe a second position loan. But at this $90,000-$95,000, I really do think we could pay that off, get you on one payment, and probably just get you a little extra.
Okay, well, I hate to do it, but I guess I'll have another credit thing pulled on me, which doesn't help my... I haven't had any pulled for the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it doesn't hurt.
You know, it really, you know, I know you're iffy about doing that and you think it's going to hurt, but you have to look at the long run. Is it going to help out you? Is it going to help out the business? You told me you wanted to bring on some more people and you know that that increases payroll. So, you know, if you think it's going to help out your business and it makes sense for the business, then absolutely it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Okay, well... You can send me an application, I guess.
Sure. What's a good email for you, Rich?
Enhanced Lighting, ENHANCEDLIGHTING, @AOL.com.
@AOL. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so I'll send that over. It'll have just a short list of things we just need to take a look at. And,
I know the routine.
Yeah. What's that?
I know the routine.
Okay. And then, we can go from there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, Rich. Thanks.